Regardless of the cause of the fish kill in Dunkard Creek, the death of the creek stunned the close-knit community living along one of the most biologically diverse streams in the region. As Beneduccio reports, the Dunkard Creek watershed has a rich history and is loved like family by the residents there.
Dunkard Creek meanders 38 miles along the Pennsylvania-West Virginia border. On October 9, 1757, surveyors Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon crossed the creek three times, drawing what became to be known as the Mason-Dixon Line. It was near Dunkard Creek where their survey mission ended because their Native American guides refused to go any farther for fear of encountering Indians on the warpath. Route 7 West follows Dunkard Creek through western Monongalia County. Signs rally support for the local high school Clay Battelle near Blacksville. In several places along the road, local residents sell fresh produce out of the back of pickup trucks. There are a few new housing developments, but the further west you go, you see mostly towns that were built around local coal mines. In the Mason-Dixon Historical Park's Red Barn, pictures chronicle events such as the Dunkard Creek flood in 1941. Dunkard Creek Watershed Association President Betty Wiley looks at a photo of two girls walking down the main street in Blacksville up to their waists in water.
When that flood happened, it was the last day of school. And, of course, all the kids, you know, they got to have a vacation because nobody could go anywhere. It was completely flooded. Across the creek here where my mom lives, she told me that their house, the water was in their house about 2 feet. And my dad went out and jumped off the porch and swam. And he swam across the field.
Wiley glances at another photo of her father smoking a pipe and holding his day's fishing catch, 7 fish. Like many other residents, Wiley is outraged by the current fish kill.
Dunkard Creek is a member of the family, and what everybody is experiencing is nightmare. You can't believe it's true, and it's grief, it's real grief. Like a member of the family died, only you can't bury this one. It's still there, and you have to do something about it. Try to bring it back to life.
But it won't be easy. Dunkard Creek was one of only 2 tributaries of the Monongahela River in West Virginia that had mussels. But DNR biologist Frank Jernasek says they are wiped out.
Probably will not be replaced or able to be replaced in decades. It's a real tragedy that we have eliminated such a large population of animals that have been there for probably centuries.
The tragedy hit the residents in the watershed very hard. Local resident Jesse Graham vividly remembers the first day he saw a dead fish.
I had a deer come up the driveway, I think looking for water, because I've never had deer come up the driveway like that. They probably were used to drinking in the Dunkard and wasn't there, or they knew it wasn't fit to drink. They were looking.
The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection believes a golden algae bloom may be responsible for the fish kill. DEP Secretary Randy Huffman says the algae can flourish in areas with high chloride levels and other total dissolved solids, like the water now in Dunkard Creek. But some biologists are saying the algae may be more of a symptom than the cause of the fish kill. But Betty Wiley wants more answers.
They'll have to find out what's wrong and stop it if it's possible to stop it. I think it's chemicals. It seems like a no-brainer. But of course, they're talking about this algae thing. If it's algae, they should be able to easily tell if it's algae. If it's algae, it has to be there, and you have to be able to detect it. Somebody will have to figure it out.
Wiley wants the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to take charge of the investigation. The Dunkard Creek Watershed Association plans to schedule a public meeting on the fish kill in the near future. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ben Aduccio in Morgantown.